Just before we hand over to the boys and girls and to the teachers from the junior school, we're going to read a portion of God's Word together. If you would turn with me, please, to Psalm 46. We're going to read the first 7 verses. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
The theme for our anniversary service this year is God Cares. During the past year, the boys and girls of our Sunday school have been hearing Bible stories, memorizing verses of Scripture, and singing songs that teach of how God cares for them. The children have worked really hard over the past number of weeks, which has accumulated in our program today. It is our prayer this morning that all gathered here will know just how much God cares for each and every one of them.
Anniversary Day. It's anniversary day once more, and we all have a message to bring. So may you find joy in this service today as our hymns of praise we bring. The sermons they called it years ago when Grandma was very small. Then all the girls were dressed in white and the boys didn't like it at all. There were weeks of practice with poems to say and many new songs to learn. They knew it would be all right on the day when it came to each child's turn. The night before, the girls went to bed with rag curls in their hair. And the boys had new suits and shiny shoes, in fact all had new clothes to wear. Things haven't changed that much, you know, for we've practiced very hard. And when our special day has gone, we'll know we have served the Lord. The love of God is ever the same in his kingdom here below. So may we love him with all our hearts as on life's journey we go.
Bye.
The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
In our opening piece, we heard the words, one so big, one so small. Our Heavenly Father cares for them all. It makes no difference to God who you are, what we look like, what age we are, what we have, or what we have done. His word tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
What a tremendous verse of scripture, which not only highlights the ultimate depths of God's love and care for us in sending his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, but also tells us what we need to do, which is ask forgiveness for our sins and believe in the promise of everlasting life in heaven with our Saviour.
Sheep have gone astray. We have turned
In Acts chapter 9, verse 42, we find a lady called Dorcas. The children from the kindergarten are now going to tell you all about her and what she did for the Lord. Another series of lessons covered in our Sunday school syllabus this year included that of Hannah and the lives of Samuel, Saul, and David. We have learned how God answered Hannah's prayer and gave her Samuel. Also, the influence that Samuel had on the life of Saul and how God protected David when Saul sought to kill him.
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him."
Take them to Jesus. Do not take your cares to bed, just leave them on the mat. Jump into bed and go to sleep. Just curl up like a cat. Your troubles will seem smaller when you begin to pray. So take them all to Jesus, the life, the truth, the way. For Jesus cares for small things as well as big, you know, and he will help its worry, so do not trouble so. Just take them all to Jesus, for he is very kind. And when he died at Calvary, he had you in his mind.
We are reminded in the words of this lovely poem to take all our worries and problems to God in prayer. He is never too busy or too tired to listen. He always hears our prayers and answers according to his will for our lives.
The Bible says in Mark chapter 10, verses 15 and 16, "Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
As teachers, it is a great privilege to work among the children of our Sunday school. We must realize how vitally important it is to support, love, and show compassion to our children. We have a responsibility to ensure that the children are taught from the Word of God. Just how special each one of them is to Him, Jesus Himself rebuked his disciples and said,
"The Bible says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, but Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.'"
God sees the little.
Says in Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
We hope you have enjoyed our program, and more importantly, we hope you know just how much God cares for you all. God's love and care is boundless, reaching out all over the world. Will you reject his love, or will you accept him as your Lord and Saviour?